Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. The Mark Cox Morning Show.
Listen to both sides.
The bottom line is,
I respect that. We don't agree.
You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Just to find a voice. Who is this guy? He's saying what we've been saying forever.
I don't know how to put this.
Mark Cox.
I'm kind of a big deal.
Well, it adds excitement, doesn't it, folks?
Did ask about investigating the Bidens. Are you saying that the money that was held up, that had nothing to do
Biden? No, the money held up had absolutely nothing to do with Biden. There's no question. And that was the point I made to you.
Yeah, read my lips. Boy, Mick Mulvaney yesterday, the media in this country, the top of their heads just blew off. We've got him. Adam Schiff says, we've got him. This elevates this to a whole new level. He's in trouble now. We're going to get you now, sir. And what a joke that is. Listen to Cut 17, Adam Schiff yesterday.
With his acknowledgement now that military aid to a vital ally, an ally battling Russia, as we speak, was withheld in part out of a desire by the president to have Ukraine investigate the DNC server or Democrats or 2016, things have just gone from very, very bad to much, much worse.
That's Adam Schiff yesterday trying to insinuate that Mulvaney had somehow admitted to quid pro quo. Fascinating to me that Joe Biden admitted to quid pro quo, but they don't care. And there's zero evidence of that here. All right, let's get to our guest, please.
You know, I was born in the South. South Bronx.
Jim Carafano joining us from the Heritage Foundation. Jim, I'm sure you were watching all of this with shock and awe yesterday.
Yeah, I was doing all Syria all the time. I don't have time for that other stuff.
Well, I mean, the Mulvaney thing blew up, and then the Pence announcement came out that there was a pause?
Cessation of hostilities.
Yes, yes. What's your take on that? Did they pull something off yesterday? I mean, is this a big deal that the U.S. was able to get them to slow down?
I think the U.S. was making the best of a bad situation, which honestly, I think from the beginning was all we were really capable of doing. You know, people somehow think that we are pulling strings in Syria, and we're not. You know, do you ever ask yourself how could a couple of hundred Americans jump into the middle of Syria and organize a war against the caliphate? And the answer to that's really easy. It's because nobody wanted the caliphate. Everybody was happy to let us go in and partner with the YPG to kill the caliphate. But that doesn't mean that we could dictate to people what to do on the ground in Syria. We only have a couple of hundred troops. And so the Turks were going to do this. As a matter of fact, ironically, by getting rid of the caliphate, we made the job easier for them. And there was nothing we were going to do to stop them. So I think organizing this kind of ceasefire, the bloodshed between the Turks and YPG is needless. I think it's a good thing. I think the U.S. is still going to have a footprint. We're still going to be conduct counterterrorism operation. We're still going to be chasing ISIS down. So, yeah, I mean, we'll see if it holds. But it already has lessened the degree of violence. I think the U.S. has done a positive, and it also shows we're not leaving the region. I mean, if we were just walking away, the president wouldn't have, saddled up the A-team and sent them over there to negotiate with Turkey.
Right. No, it's a great point. You know, I had Chris Wallace on here yesterday, and earlier in the week I had John Shimkus, the congressman here from Southern Illinois. And, you know, both of them are full on that this was avoidable. We weren't going to go to war with Turkey, and they equated having those troops there just like the DMZ.
Yeah, I think that's just false. Absolutely not true. The Turks have been wanting to do this for a very long time. You know, I was in the army for 25 years. You don't just pick up a phone and say, oh yeah, go ahead and invade, and then the guy invades the next day. I mean, that's weeks and months of preparation, organizing, doing logistics. I mean, the Turks were going to do this. And look, does anybody honestly think, in their right mind, that the Americans were going to sit there like a little baby Alamo and fight off the Turkish army? I mean, no. The Turks aren't stupid. They knew that we weren't going to do that. So, I mean, I respect both those gentlemen a lot, but if that's their military analysis, then it's just greatly flawed.
Well, I'm interesting to hear that. I just, again, and I'll say this because I had Jim Talon on the other day, it's an area of the world that most of us don't understand deeply enough, all of the tribal conflicts that have gone on there. Yeah. We're talking about what? I heard yesterday this strip of land in northern Turkey is about 20 miles wide. It's like, or 20 square right. miles or something like that. It's not a big area.
No, it is long, but because essentially what Turkey's trying to do is get control of which essentially is an uncontrolled border between
right.
Turkey and Syria. But, you know, I'm with you. I am shy. I had no idea there were so many Syria experts in the world and so many military experts. I am stunned. You know, I think Heritage has been wasting their time paying me all this time to be an expert on this stuff when apparently everybody's an expert on Twitter and they don't, you know, paying to have experts, I guess. I don't know what they were thinking.
In fact, there are 354 of them in the House who voted on that joint resolution to oppose what the president did in Syria. Well, there's all kinds of people out there.
So we have conclusive evidence that the U.S. did not green light the Turkish incursion.
Yes.
Right. So we can't be objecting to that. The U.S. has not left Syria, and we have not abandoned the Kurds because we just negotiated a ceasefire for them. So if we haven't abandoned the Kurds, we haven't stopped fighting ISIS, we haven't pulled out of the region, and we didn't greenlight Turkish invasion, what exactly are we condemning here?
Yeah, yeah. You know, you're telling me you're a little like Hunter Biden. You need to go explain to your boss exactly why you're worth all that money they're paying you.
No, yeah. Nobody's paying me that kind of money. Experts aren't worth that money.
I'm just kidding.
People that work hard are not worth, you know, $1 billion for a week and a half of vacation time.
Yeah. Boy, that's the truth. Jim, listen, I always appreciate your expertise, sir. Thank you for bringing us up to date on that.
All right, thanks for having me, man.
Have a great
weekend. Hang in there, St. Louis.
Yeah, we'll do it. All right, we'll see you soon. Jim Carafano there from the Heritage Foundation. Just plain common sense there, folks. Laying it out the way you need to know what's going on over there. It's his job to study that area, just so you know that.
A man never stands so tall as when he stoops to kiss a butt.
Just saying.
That's not what I was expecting the first soundbite.
That's not what I was expecting either.
Little Tucker there for you.
I was expecting some Ron Swanson.
Yeah.
Hey, I've got some Ron Swanson, if that's really what you want. It's the bite that you guys hate, though, right?
It's never too early to learn that the government is a greedy piglet that suckles on a taxpayer's teat until they have sore, chapped nipples.
Every taxpayer feels that way. You realize that at some point. Yep, that's the truth. Okay. Oh, boy. The soundbite of the day yesterday, because sometimes, this is my issue with politicians, sometimes I don't even know how they can keep a straight face. I guess it's why they're politicians. How they can keep a straight face with some of the garbage that comes out of their mouth when they open it. Listen to cut number 18. She said this with a straight face.
I'm very proud of the work of Chairman Adam Schiff. Again, this is so solemn. None of us came to Congress to impeach a president. That's not what we come here to do.
It must really suck to be that dumb.
Seriously. There's a newspaper headline from January of 2017. Before the president was sworn into office, that said, the impeachment of Donald Trump begins today. before he was sworn into office, they've been talking about impeachment. And she has the audacity to stand in front of the cameras, brag about Shifty Schiff, and claim that none of us come here to impeach a president. We're doing the people's work. All right. Enough of that. So cheer me up with something here. Oh, by the way, let me get to this first. I can always depend on my folks on social media to straighten me out on questions. I said I'm going to Ireland, right? And I can't wait to get to the Guinness factory, which is going to be at the end of my trip. And I'm assuming I will have consumed several pints of it prior to that. But I'm going to go to the factory, and they claim that at the brewery over there for Guinness that it tastes far different than it tastes in this country for whatever reason. But I said I'd read somewhere on an Irish website that things you don't do when you're traveling to Ireland. You don't go to a pub and ask for a black and tan, which is very like a half Guinness, half lager of some sort, mm-hmm. right? Sometimes they use Harp, sometimes Smithwick's. Mm-hmm. But I didn't know why. So my folks on Twitter here have schooled me on that. Let me see here. Highlander 100 told me the reason the Irish hate the term black and tan is because the English wore black and tan uniforms and were referred to as the black and tans from many years back, right? When they were occupying Ireland.
That's an interesting piece of trivia. Did they explain how to order this drink?
They did not.
That you're going to have to consume.
You need more information.
But they call it a half and half.
Okay.
Not a black and tan. So they said when you go, so I guess they did. So according to Stephen here, when you go up to the pub in Ireland, you order a half and half, not a black and tan.
There you go. Okay. That's the information that is pertinent.
So that's gotcha. Key for
me. It is an interesting
me.
Piece of history, though.
Thank you for educating me on that. Mm-hmm. So I do appreciate that. I don't want to hack off any Irelanders when I'm over there.
I've heard it half and half, too, Irish. I think I've heard that term before.
Could be.
Mm-hmm.
That sort of describes that cereal you were talking about a minute ago, Denise, there off the air. What in the world are they
doing?
It's
not just okay. So I've heard of people combining like cereals before, right? You know, mm-hmm. like, oh, maybe you mix these two together, because I have to be honest, I have a s'mores cereal in my house right now, which is basically Golden Grahams mm-hmm. with some Cocoa Puffs.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And all then right. some marshmallows, and it's heaven. If you like s'mores, it is very good.
That sounds good.
Because I happen to have just got that at my home yesterday, this caught my attention, this cereal that Kellogg's is putting together. So listen to this. Raisin Bran, Corn Flakes, Rice Krispies, Frosted Flakes, Fruit Loops, and Frosted Mini Wheats in the same box.
Why?
Have you ever seen why
is important here, but go ahead.
Absolutely. Have you ever seen a kid go up to the soda machine and just go Coke?
That's right. Basically what this soda, is. You're that's just what doing that it with like. Cereal boxes. So this isn't just, it's part of an anti-bullying campaign that Kellogg's is putting this cereal out. So they partnered with GLAAD, which is the Gay and Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation, and they released this box of cereal called All Together. So it's this purple box, which is, I believe, the color that they use for anti-bullying. And then the Together is the rainbow, which is for the GLAAD, you know, part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And so they are selling this for the first time in history, putting all the mascots on this box and selling it to, they're going to donate $50,000 to GLAAD for their efforts. And it's part of an anti-bullying campaign, where I guess people are wearing purple. I think it has a day on it, but anyway,
is it because it's a mixed up world?
And we all feel for my Lola. It's all together now. They're bringing everybody together. We're all in the, you know.
I'm down for anti-bullying.
Absolutely.
I'm not down for Raisin Bran. That seems like a really poor choice to mix in there.
Yeah, that's a weird one to mix in with the other ones.
Okay.
Everything's kind of sugary, and then you throw the
Raisin Bran. Hit the cereals again. What are they?
Raisin Bran, Corn Flakes, Rice Krispies, Frosted Flakes, Fruit Loops, and Frosted Mini Wheats. So you've got Snap, Crackle, and Pop on the cover, and you've got, you know, Toucan Sam and Tony the Tiger. And
Fruity Pebbles?
No fruit. Oh, that's Mia's favorite. Mm. No Fruity Pebbles.
I mean, that's sort of multicolored cereal, right?
Yeah.
That,
it's like it's already a rainbow.
Fit right in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. On its own. Ugh.
All right. Well, I don't think I'll be buying any of that. No. No, thank you. You know, I've tried to cut down on carbs, believe it or not. I'm a big bread fan.
Me too.
But, you know, I lost a bunch of weight this summer, and I put a tad bit of it back on, I'll have to admit. But carbs are my weakness, right? Whether it's in beer or whatever I'm doing to inhale it. I love breads. I can't go to an Italian restaurant and not fill up on bread.
Yeah.
I
mean, I just can't. The pasta.
But one thing I have managed to do is I have eliminated breakfast cereals from my life. We don't even bring them into the house anymore. My daughter doesn't eat them really, and I was the one eating them, and I'd buy some. My wife keeps telling me I had to grow up. I'd buy some kid's cereal like Life or something.
Life.
I love Life. I love Cinnamon Life. It's one of my
Life
favorites.
Probably twice a week.
But you know, the nice thing about working this shift is that unless you eat at 4 a.m, you work through the breakfast hour. So we just don't buy cereal anymore.
See, I'll have it for lunch. Like, if I don't make eggs, I'll have a bowl of cereal. Or like last night, because my mom had bought that s'more cereal for the girls, I was like, well, instead of like, you know, getting a scoop of ice cream or something, I made a small bowl of the cereal. And that was like my little evening treat.
Yeah.
I'm not a cereal guy.
Lucky Charms was always my favorite Lucky Charms or... I liked Fruit Loops, but Count Chocula was my other, because you could drink the milk
Cocoa
afterwards,
Pebbles.
And it's like chocolate milk.
Or Cocoa Krispies.
It's the group of the best. That was the best.
I love cereal. I will be a child, I guess, my entire life, because I will not stop eating cereal.
Good for you. That's true. Now we're all hungry.
Now I think I might have to go and have that s'more cereal for lunch when I get home.
Sounds good.
Did that come pre-made or did you?
No, it's a real thing.
I thought when you said it, I thought you made that concoction.
No, no, no.
And
it's
I thought
box.
You're going to be so
s'mores.
Rich so soon.
Sounds good. Luxury in a box. Nice. Hey, Christina Partsenevel is going to join us coming up here, the Fox Business Network correspondent. Oftentimes, she's live on Wall Street when we talk to her. We'll get to her coming up.
Air Comfort Service Heating and Cooling Weather with Chief Meteorologist Dave Murray.
Another good-looking fall day across the St. Louis area on this Friday. Lots of sunshine. A touch warmer this afternoon. Really right about where we should be, 70 for the high. Tonight, clear skies, 60s for evening plans, 48 for the low. The weekend, Saturday, a mix of clouds and sunshine. Maybe a spot shower, but tough to find. Not overly excited about it. 68, then on Sunday, partly sunny and near 70. This is 97.1 FM Talk. Chief Meteorologist Dave Murray.
For Kashinka with Your Money Now, the number of women-owned businesses soared 58% between 2007 and 2018, nearly five times faster than the national average. According to research by Babson College and Bank of America, the study found that women often rely on their own financial resources to get off the ground because they don't get the same level of access to venture capital or private equity funding as male-owned businesses. Merck says it's cutting about 500 jobs as part of a previously announced restructuring. The New Jersey-based company notified Pennsylvania about the cuts, which will occur across the country, but for administrative purposes, the jobs are affiliated with Merck's headquarters in Pennsylvania. Samuel Adams is releasing a beer so strong, it's illegal in 15 states. The beer, called Utopias, has 28% alcohol by volume and began its limited release this week in select stores. Samuel Adams calls the beer a ruby black, rich vintage-type portage or fine sherry. On Wall Street, futures are slightly lower. That's Your Money Now.
Your Money Matters, brought to you by Fisher Window and Door Store, your dealer for Marvin Windows and Doors in the St. Louis region. FisherWindow.com. Traffic from the Ambassador Floor Company Traffic Center.
Traffic is sponsored by Mid-America Arms. The worst place to be right now is 270 westbound. There's a crash just past Hanley that's blocking two left lanes, and your traffic jam starts at Lewis and Clark, and you're basically at a standstill. Eastbound, emergency vehicles are off on the left shoulder, and there's a bit of a delay there. 55 northbound in Illinois is jammed past Bluff Road. That's reportedly due to construction, and construction continues. 64 westbound entrance ramps from Clark and 14th are closed. I'm Laura Vaughn, 97.1 News Time, 8:32.
Hey, if you're a big fan of vodka, let me tell you about the Infused Spirits Vodka. If you haven't tried it, you should. They've got some cocktails that they recommend because all of these vodkas are infused with different flavors. Now, they've got the regular vodka, the Infused Spirits Original. They've got peach, lemon, mango habanero, cinnamon apple. And when you look at these crystal clear bottles of vodka inside, you can see the fruit for example, of the peach or the lemon rind or the mango and the habanero floating in the vodka. With the cinnamon apple, there's a cinnamon stick you can see in the bottom of the vodka. It's just outstanding. Over 70 awards so far for this vodka. 93 points by the tasting panel that tried it. And we've got some great cocktails that go along with it. The Manhattan that they make with it. They've got infused spirits peach. They've got infused spirits, the Main Street Mule that they make with that, and the Orlando. Oh, just so good. Try some this weekend. You can get it at Total Wine. You can get it at Deerberg's. Try some infused spirits vodka.
You're listening to The Mark Cox Show, brought to you by an Olive Ovation in the Colonial Marketplace on Ladue Road. Do you like to cook but need some inspiration for weeknight dinners and easy entertaining? Then check out our cooking classes and Olive Oil Club at anoliveovation.com.
For all station contest rules, go to 971talk.com/rules.
Most shoppers today fall into one of two categories. You could be like Dave, who settles for nothing but the finest.
I drive only European luxury sedans, wear the finest Italian leather shoes, my shirts are custom-made, and I expect white-glove service from those I do business with. I appreciate world-class brands, and at this point in my life, I just don't want to compromise on quality, no matter what I buy.
Or you might be like Steve, whose goal is to always get the best deal.
I'm frugal. I'm all about finding value. I want the best price, and I don't mind going out of my way to get it. I work hard for my money. I just want to make sure when I buy something, I can have confidence in knowing I'm not overpaying for it. Stop being cheap. It's being smart.
You never see these two guys in the same store, except for one.
And that's why I love shopping at Diamonds Direct.
Diamonds Direct is that rare shopping experience where you can have it all. Uncompromising luxury and unbeatable value. Plus exceptional service and the guaranteed best price in America. A premium experience and a smart purchase. This is where the best of all worlds come together. Diamonds Direct. Olive and 270 at City Place.
Mark Cox. Talk lines are open now at 314-241-9797 or 866-455-9797.
A full moon shining bright. Edge of the water, we were feeling all right.
You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show.
The girls are always hot and the beer is ice cold. Cadillac, horns on the hood. My buddy Frankie had his dad hook him up good.
Yes, we do all have freedom of speech, but at times there are ramifications for the negative that can happen when you're not thinking about others and you're only thinking about yourself.
Whoa, what's going on, kids?
The protesters are trying to kill Eric again, Mr. Mackey.
Okay, kids, we don't want another incident here, okay?
They're trying to change people's lunch. They don't realize it harms people financially, physically, emotionally, and spiritually.
LeBron James.
South Park taking on the GOAT. To LeBron James with his comments on China and the whole NBA mix up they've had here recently. You know, if you missed it for some odd reason, LeBron James criticized one of the NBA coaches who simply put out a tweet basically supporting the democracy movement in Hong Kong. And of course, all the tennis shoe companies get all their product from China, and the NBA has a league over there, and China started making threats over it, and of course they all backed off, and LeBron criticized the coach, saying he didn't really think that through, and everybody's really been making a lot of fun about LeBron James, including that little kid. Hit that again for us, just one more time, please.
LeBron James.
That's it, right there. Nobody can do it like him, right? Let me get to my guest, Christina Partsinevelis with the Fox Business Network. Christina, good morning.
Good morning. I am happy that I got South Park to open me up.
That's good.
Do you know that show's been around 22? Oh, it's actually 23 seasons now.
It's crazy. I almost as long as Bart Simpson. I can't believe it.
I think almost. The Simpsons is the longest running show. Yeah.
Yeah. That's amazing. I've never been a fan of it, but they do have some biting commentary on there sometimes.
Oh, they're the greatest, especially the newer seasons. I highly recommend you watch it because they make fun of everyone, and they are not afraid of censorship, especially from China.
No, that is the truth. That is completely. Speaking of China, I don't know how much attention you guys are paying to this at Fox Business, but I saw a report out today that said China's growth in their economy is at almost a 30-year low right now.
Yeah, the GDP. So the low is about 27 and a half years, and this just came out that the huge part of that growth drop in China has to do with pressure coming from the trade war. So literally 90% of that drop is because of the trade war. So China's feeling it. The question is, you know, how long can they hold out? The economy is suffering, but they have their president has an indefinite term, so they can play the long game, right?
Yeah. They can wait and see what happens in 2020 and see if some of that pressure gets released, right?
Exactly. Yeah. And the United States instead has, you know, the 2020 elections.
Well, that's true. And, you know, I mean, I was kind of the impression, and maybe it's because I've heard the president refer to it on several occasions, that it's that slowing economy that would kind of force them to the table. But so far, they've resisted that.
Yeah, and I think they know that they can resist it maybe for another year or so until possibly the president isn't reelected. That's what I'm thinking their mentality is. But the president did talk about this phase one of a trade deal, and yet that phase one hasn't been signed at all, and China seems to be backing down from it as well. So it seems like we just keep going around in a circle, and you'll have the administration talk about how things are progressing and the markets will climb higher, and then some news will come from like the South China Morning Post or another Chinese organization, media organization, and they'll say otherwise, and then you'll see markets drop.
Yeah, true. We're talking to Christina Partsenevelis from the Fox Business Network, who spends her days looking at these issues. I wonder, I saw where, of course, we have a GM plant here in the St. Louis area out in Wentzville, Missouri, and I saw where they think they're going to get an agreement on that and bring that to an end.
Yeah, they think so. However, you still have everybody picketing right now, and they have until October 25th to actually sign the deal. But technically, the union and GM have agreed on only three plant closures, which would be in Ohio, Michigan, and Maryland. And then the fourth plant that they were going to close in Detroit, they're actually going to keep open, and it's going to work on all-electric pickup trucks. They also got an $11,000 signing bonus now that's been added to their contract. So if you start working at GM, you'll get $11,000. If you're a temporary worker, you'll get $4,500. And they're also working, like, I feel like they're making more money than me, but they're working towards getting at least $32 an hour in the next 4 years for all employees. No matter where, if you're on the assembly line, you'd be making at least $32 an hour.
Yeah, I heard that was a sticking point. We had some people call in here who worked at the plant in Wentzville, and they said the problem they had out there is that they had allowed at some point for these temporary workers to be hired at a lower rate, and the company had basically maintained their temporary status for 4 or 5 years and continued underpaying them, in their opinion.
Yeah, I flew down to Texas, and I covered the story right when it first happened, and I had met a guy that had been a temporary worker for 6 years, and so that is a major sticking point, but they said that they are making a shorter path for temporary workers, so hopefully you don't have to work 6 years in order to get permanent status,
yeah,
which is so unfortunate.
How much of a role did the healthcare issue play in this? Because, you know, when the whole Obamacare debate was going on, a big part of the focus was some of these union Cadillac plans, and I know that GM employees have long had the benefit of not paying for a very big percentage of their health care.
Yeah, it says, because the healthcare part, I'll admit, I haven't been following as closely, okay, because these are like minute details, but I'm just seeing that the share of the healthcare costs for these workers, the contentious issue was that it was going to go from 3% to 15%, but I don't know the update on that. I'll admit that, because I was just looking at their salaries and how much it's affecting the economy. And manufacturing did decline in September, ever so slightly, which does have a role, like the GM strikes does have a role, but it's not as bad as what we all thought. And I feel like GM is going to go move past this, you know, financially. They're talking about like millions of dollars being lost every single day, but they're holding out, clearly.
Yeah, clearly. Yeah, you know, Christina, I talked to one of our congresspeople earlier, Ann Wagner, who represents the 2nd District here in Missouri, and she's going to work through the weekend, she claims, the White House on issues like trying to get some resolution on USMCA. How big of an impact is that for farmers? And they act like this is really going to benefit a lot of our farmers if we can just get this thing passed.
I like you have people that are really optimistic, and yet this has been an issue since last March, right? I know even the last time I came on, we talked about that and how the major sticking points were the wage benefits and the wage environment for workers and that they should be paid fairly. I know that impeachment has been weighing on them, and that's been, you know, slowing things down temporarily. But if this were to go through, yes, it would definitely help farmers. It would help the markets as a whole, because Canada and Mexico are huge trading partners for the United States, and we need some type of deal to go through, because we talk about China and how it's stalling, or it seems to be going around in a circle. The other thing that, I'm not sure if you're going to ask me this, but you have also the EU. So just at midnight last night, or this morning, I should say, you had tariffs on $7.5 billion worth of goods coming into the United States from the EU. So it seems like we're getting into all these trade spats with everybody, so we want this one trade deal that's already written out. Everything's agreed, like Mexico is cool with it, Canada's cool with it, you just need to get it passed through the House. And that's where we seem to be hitting a roadblock.
Yeah, great information there. Christina, thanks so much for your time. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, you as well.
Yeah, we'll talk to you soon. Christina Partsenevel is there with the Fox Business Network. A little update for you there on USMCA and trade deals and China. China's not doing so hot. China needs to come to the table, and we need to get a deal there.
Can you
It'll
just
be
keep
the greatest
saying
deal
China?
Ever. China. China.
Anybody else feel really glad that it's Friday?
LeBron James.
Nobody knows. Can I just say that?
No,
nobody
don't.
Nobody knows.
They sure don't.
Nobody
knows.
The trouble I've seen. That's what I'm saying.
Whee! Yeah. Or Trisha's sorrow.
Nobody knows Trisha's sorrow sometimes. Yeah, that's it.
Lighten up, Francis.
If you're feeding a person a crap sandwich with a smile, it's still a crap sandwich.
All right, Colonel West, thank you for that. We appreciate that. We got to get Alan West back on the air here at some point.
Yes, we do. We've been working on it.
Saw him on social media yesterday posing with some great gun that somebody had given him down there in the great state of Texas, in Dallas, where the president held his big rally last night with 20,000 people inside and another 20-plus thousand outside. It was unbelievable. Media was not happy about that. What a turnout. It was just awesome. Hey, you know what? I've been talking to you about this for a while now, and that in this spring, we're going to be going to Germany on this great tour, 10 days. You can go along with it. It's going to be great, but I probably can't describe it as well as the man who organizes it, and that is my friend Ken Chase with Conservative Tours. In fact, he is in Germany right now. Ken, how are you, my friend?
Well, we're all feeling pretty good. We got a busload of folks, mostly from Denver and Albuquerque and Phoenix, and we are just leaving the Eagle's Nest.
Wow.
The one and only.
Yeah, the one and only. You know, I've been telling people that what you've done with this thing, which is great, is you've been able to combine seeing the castles and the majesty and the beauty of all of it, really, with the history of Germany as well.
Right. It's usually what we call half military battlefield and then half the beautiful part, the medieval, the elegant, the grand, like the hotel we were staying in and in Munich recently. But now we're down here right on the Austrian border. In about 10 minutes, we'll be over the line into Austria, beautiful Salzburg, Sound of Music, fields. And but today was absolutely the kind of event that you and your listeners would cherish and look forward to and have been for perhaps many, many years, and now it's all come to life. So here we are. We just visited the famous Eagle's Nest itself, which, of course, is one of the few buildings on the compound here that is still fully intact. It was not hit in the massive blitz by the British Lancasters at the end of April 45. It somehow escaped, and we apparently think the reason it did was because it snowed the night before, so the roof was fully covered. But then we saw the bunkers here, and we had a private tour of the area where Hitler's famous Berghof. The Berghof was the main retreat. The Eagle's Nest was the secondary retreat that came along later. It was a 50th birthday gift by Bormann to Hitler.
Wow.
And Hitler used it as a secondary retreat. He visited, I guess, about 14 times. But the other one, the main one that you've seen in videos and such with the giant picture windows, that's the Berghof. That one the British hit very hard. They landed a few direct hits. Then as the SS was going out the door a couple of days later, they lit the place on fire. But it didn't destroy it. It scorched it, but not destroyed it. And then in 1952, so it had another 7 years of life, so to speak. And then that famous building, plus many others on the compound, were leveled to the ground. But there are still several that survived and were now transformed into obviously some other function in this day and age, hotels and the like, because the compound had to be big once Hitler took power in 33.
Sure.
Because he needed security. He needed security.
So Ken, to give people a feel for what they get when they go along on one of your tours. Obviously, you start out in Munich on our trip, and then you make your way across the country with guided tours of all these different sites.
Everything is a private tour. We just stay with ourselves, our group from Conservative Tours, in this case, the Mark Cox Tour from St. Louis. We might let a few nice conservatives from other places, Fargo, Orlando, Amarillo, and so forth. But primarily, it'll be a St. Louis event, but it doesn't matter. We market around the country in the same way. But this one will be primarily a St. Louis group. We should have one busload. And yes, it's a luxury tour. We stay in beautiful four-star luxury hotels. The dining is phenomenal. And all the tours individually, like today at the Eagle's Nest, were all led by one individual. So it's a private tour. We have our little advanced high-tech whisper, what's called the whisper system.
Right.
So you hear your guide perfectly. But it's just in a nice setting. It's comfortable. And we have one full-time tour leader the whole time. And I'll be there, Mark, overseeing everything and enjoying some of the great food and scenery with you.
Outstanding. So people can reach out to the website to find out more, conservativetours.com, or they can always call at 888-733-9494. Ken, thank you, and enjoy the current tour, please.
We're off to Salzburg, and then up to Nuremberg, and then on to Prague. So I look forward to meeting you and your listeners, Mark, in the spring.
It's going to be fantastic. Ken Chase there with Conservative Tours, conservativetours.com. You've heard me say it, $43.89 a person. That's all in, all included. All of that's included, including the airfare from St. Louis. So, again, conservativetours.com if you want to go find out more about it. Be great. It's going to be fun. I'm really excited.
Sounds wonderful.
I'm jealous.
Yeah. I'm a history geek. I'm going to geek out on a lot of this stuff.
Well, it sounds like you'll be in good company, too. It'll be so fun to go with listeners.
And my wife's looking forward to seeing the palaces and the beauty of Munich and all that. So yeah, it's going to be fun. I appreciate that. Tell you what, let me get to guest buddy Steve. He's been holding on here for a while. Hey Steve, I got about a minute. What's on your mind?
Hey Mark, I just wanted to say if things would have went the other way and Trump would have left his troops there, and one of them would have died by bombing or whatever, where would the media have gone with that?
They would have wanted his head on a stick.
Yeah, they would have said, well, he knew about this and he left them there.
Yeah.
So there's no win for them. And I wish I would listen to Liberal Ann. I'll have to go back and listen to it on the podcast or whatever. But
I don't know if
people need to wake up about her.
Well, yeah. Steve, I appreciate the call. I don't know. Ann Wagner's not a liberal. We can have disagreements over this vote that she took. I mean, she voted with Shimkus and Davis and a few others who felt strongly about this. I mean, but she, you know what? At the end of the day, she had the guts to come on here and talk about it. You got to admire that. You got to have the strength of your convictions. Have a great weekend, folks. We'll see you back here Monday morning.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.